Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
The point values for questions in Hour 11 of Trivia 38, Trivia Returns, are: Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2, 15 points. Question 3, 10 points. Question 4, 10 points. Question 5, 225 points. Question 6, 145 points. Question 7, 10 points. Question 8, 25 points. Once again, the point values for questions in Hour 11 of Trivia 38, Trivia Returns, are: Question 1, 10 points. Question 2, 15 points. Question 3, 10 points. Question 4, 10 points. Question 5, 225 points. Question 6, 145 points. Question 7, 10 points. Question 8, 25 points. The top 5 team standings as of Hour 11, Question 8, are: In 5th place with 1,950 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 4th place with 2,195 points is Knights of Neek. In 3rd place with 2,225 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 2nd place with 2,245 points is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. In 1st place with 2,330 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Complex Minds of Simple People. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market, open 24 hours, and Domino's, 345-0901. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Complex Minds of Simple People. And now, question 1, Hour 13, Trivia 38. What is the name of the airplane piloted by fictional character Captain Ted W. Lawson? Again, what is the name of the airplane piloted by fictional character Captain Ted W. Lawson? Good luck, everybody.
Trivia 38. And Crazy Becky.
I love Korea, tell the world I do. I love Korea, tell the world I do. I pray every night, human love me too. Korea, 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 Korea. Oh, little darling, where you been so long? Oh, little darling, where you been so long? I ain't had no money since you've been gone. Going to go. Korea, way across the sea. Tell me I left Korea, way across the sea. If it be Korea, send her home to me.
Question one of hour 13. What is the name of the airplane piloted by the fictional character Captain Ted W. Lawson? That ends question one of hour 13. What is the name of the airplane piloted by the fictional character Captain Ted W. Lawson? Answer, Ruptured Duck. Again, the answer to question one, hour 13, Ruptured Duck. Question two, hour 13. What is the name of the room in the Parker Brothers game Clue which has the most number of doors? Again, question two, hour 13. What is the name of the room in the Parker Brothers game Clue which has the most number of doors? Good luck here from 90 FM.
The first time a man is new, love on me.
question two, hour 13. What is the name of the room in the Parker Brothers game Clue, which has the most number of doors? Question 2, hour 13, what is the name of the room in the Parker Brothers game Clue, which has the most number of doors? Answer, ballroom. Again, the answer to question 2, hour 13, ballroom. Question 3, still in hour 13, in her illustrious career, Olivia de Havilland wore an eye patch in one role. What is the name of the movie in which she wore that eye patch? Again, question 3, hour 13. In her illustrious career, Olivia de Havilland wore an eye patch in one role. What is the name of the movie in which she wore that eye patch?
Phones down, everybody. Phones down. We're going to try this again. I guess that's okay. Don't worry about it. It's okay. You gave me some exercise in the morning. I came running in here as fast as this fat little body could get in here. Okay, try it again. We're going to start this question all over again. There were no answers taken on the phone. The phone operators are starting off clean. We'll start this off with two songs. Go right ahead.
Okay, in her illustrious career, Olivia de
Havilland.
Havilland. De Havilland wore an eye patch in one role. What is the name of the movie in which she wore that eye patch? Again, question 3, hour 13. In her illustrious career, Olivia
De Havilland
wore an eye patch in one role. What is the name of the movie in which she wore that eye patch?
That she was. Just walking down the street singing.
Do a diddy diddy dum diddy do.
Popping her fingers and.
Question 3 of hour 13. In her illustrious career, Olivia de Havilland wore an eye patch in one role. What is the name of the movie in which she wore that eye patch?
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights,
too many nights,
too many stars,
too many stars,
too many moons to change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Get in your eyes, or keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
I'll ever love. You're the only one.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the the back. That ends question three of hour 13. In her illustrious career, Olivia de Havilland wore an eye patch in one role. What is the name of the movie in which she wore that eye patch? Answer, That Lady. Again, the answer to question three, hour 13, is That Lady. Question four, hour 13. What are the two ingredients that you are instructed to add a pinch of and a shake of to Prego sauce? Again, question four, hour 13. What are the two ingredients that you were instructed to add a pinch of and a shake of to Prego sauce? Question four of hour 13. What are the two ingredients that you are instructed to add a pinch of and a shake of to Prego sauce?
Away, but heartache you'll bring one day.
down in the back. That ends question four of hour 13. What are the two ingredients that you are instructed to add a pinch of and a shake of to Prego sauce? Answer, nil and nada. Again, the answer to question four, hour 13, nil and nada.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to offer Point Premium Light Beer, refreshing, smooth, and satisfying. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. And AIG Travel Guard, recognized by Forbes magazine as the fourth largest company in the world. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career.
Question 5, hour 13. This number one hit recording duo was discovered in a shopping mall. Just like many other pop artists, they wore their clothes to create a unique look. On the suggestion of their producer and mentor, they wore their baggy clothes backwards. What is the performing name of this duo? Again, question 5, hour 13. This number one hit recording duo was discovered in a shopping mall. Just like many other pop artists, they wore clothes to create a unique look. On the suggestion of their producer and mentor, they wore their baggy clothes backwards. What is the performing name of this duo?
As if someone else controls your very soul. I fool myself long as I can feel the presence of another man. It's there when you speak my name. It's just not the same. Ooh, baby, I'm losing you. It's in the air. It's there. Reflection of a face I'm hurt, downhearted, and worried, girl. Thought that face doesn't belong to me. Oh, it's all a real face. Someone's taken my place. Ooh, ooh, baby, I'm losing you. You try hard to hide the emptiness inside.
Question 5 of hour 13, this number one hit recording duo was discovered in a shopping mall. Just like many other pop artists, they wore their clothes to create a unique look. On the suggestion of the producer and mentor, they wore their baggy clothes backwards. What is the performing name of this duo?
Thank you.
That ends question 5 of hour 13. This number one hit recording duo was discovered in a shopping mall. Just like many other pop artists, they wore their clothes to create a unique look. On the suggestion of their producer and mentor, they wore their baggy clothes backwards. What is the performing name of this duo? Criss Cross. Again, the answer to question 5 of hour 13, Criss Cross. Moving on to question 6, still in hour 13. Although we are more familiar with fictional character Tony Kleinman as a television host, he also writes a newspaper column. According to Tony, what is the name of the section of the newspaper in which his column appears? Again, question 6, hour 13. Although we are more familiar with fictional character Tony Kleinman as a television host, he also writes a newspaper column. According to Tony, what is the name of the section of the newspaper in which his column appears?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Imagine I'm in love with you. It's easy 'cause I know. I've imagined I'm in love with you many, many, many times before. It's not like me to pretend, but I'll get you in the end. Yes, I will. I'll get you in the end. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think about you night and day. I need you, and it's true. When I think about you, I can say I'm never, 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 never blue. So I'm telling you, my friend, that I'll get you in the end. Yes, I will. I'll get you in the end. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there's gonna be a time when I'm gonna make your mind. So you might as well resign yourself to me. Oh, yeah. Imagine I'm in love with you. It's easy 'cause I know. Many times before, it's not like me to pretend, but I'll get you in the end. Yes, I will. I'll get you in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Still on question 6 of hour 13. Although we are more familiar with fictional character Tony Kleinman as a television host, he also writes a newspaper column. According to Tony, what is the name of the section of the newspaper in which his column appears?
Well, when I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking it over how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her and then, oh lordy, well, I kissed her again because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
over, she gave me her hand, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, we worked very hard, both me and my wife, for working hand in hand to have a good life. We had corn in the field and wheat in the bin, and in the whoops, oh Lord, I was the father of twins, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Wine sweeter than wine.
Well, our children ain't numbered just about four, and they all had a sweetheart knocking at the door. They all got married and they wouldn't hesitate. I was a whoops, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Wine sweeter than wine.
Well, now that I'm old and I'm ready to go, I get to thinking what happened a long time ago. Had a lot of kids, a lot of trouble and pain, but then whoops, oh Lordy, will I do it all again? Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter.
Down in the back, phones down in the back. That ends question six of hour 13. Although we are more familiar with this fictional character, Tony Kleinman, as a television host, he also writes a newspaper column. According to Tony, what is the name of the section of the newspaper in which his column appears? Answer, Living. Again, the answer to question six, hour 13, Living. Moving on to question seven, hour 13. In a printed advertisement, this sports star states the following. Mr. Dick Butkus told me to get a grown-up camera. What is the first and last name of this sports star? Again, question 7, hour 13. In a printed advertisement, this sports star states the following. Mr. Dick Butkus told me to get a grown-up camera. What is the first and last name of this sports star?
Thank you.
Trivia 38 and Crazy Becky.
Still on question 7, hour 13. In a printed advertisement, this sports star states the following. Mr. Dick Butkus told me to get a grown-up camera. What is the first and last name of this sports star? Down in the back. That ends question 7 of hour 13. In a printed advertisement, this sports star states the following. Mr. Dick Butkus told me to get a grown-up camera. What is the first and last name of this sports star? Answer, Wilt Chamberlain. Again, the answer to question 7, hour 13, Wilt Chamberlain.
54-hour trivia marathon, just not enough for you? How about 54 hours of the Beatles? It's Beatles Fest, May 4th through the 6th on 90FM, your only alternative.
Question 8, hour 13. This actor was signed into the stable of a major studio in 1937. He was signed by the studio because his voice was considered similar to another rising star who had recently died. What is the first and last name of this actor? Again, question 8, hour 13. This actor was signed into the stable of a major studio in 1937. He was signed by the studio because his voice was considered similar to another rising star who had recently died. What is the first and last name of this actor?
Ooh, you make me live.
Question 8, Hour 13. This actor was signed into the stable of a major studio in 1937. He was signed by the studio because his voice was considered similar to another rising star who had recently died. What is the first and last name of this actor? Question 8 of Hour 13. This actor was signed into the stable of a major studio in 1937. He was signed by the studio because his voice was considered similar to another rising star who had recently died. What is the first and last name of this actor? Answer, Ronald Reagan. Again, the answer to Question 8, Hour 13, Ronald Reagan.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery since 1857. Celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Good morning. With 90 FM News, I'm Michael Ebaumann. A Tennessee man was driving at excessive speed to save his pride and joy when a red light camera clocked his speed. It just so happened it was raining at the time, so when the appropriate named Marshall Fine showed up in court, he came equipped with a weather report from that day as well as his prized viola. The judge may have given Fine credit for bringing a larger violin than he's used to seeing in court. Fine claimed to have run the red light in order to prevent a sudden stop from damaging his cherished violin, were $60,000, but his excuse didn't wash with the judge, and the monetary fine remained. In other news, this house for sale gives a whole new meaning to the word mobile home. A Long Island man is simply in love with his property, but his $820,000 home proved to be an impulsive purchase. He wanted to tear it down to build a new one, but real estate agents managed to talk him into trying to give away the three-bedroom, two-story gem instead of firing up the old ball and crane. The owner is seeking a lucky person to take on his free home, but there are some strings attached. He wants his old home placed within 2 miles of the current residence, and it will cost $9,000 to transport the house intact, which is all in all an extremely modest price for a relatively new home. May all of us one day be cursed with the problem of being so rich that we'd rather give away one of our several homes than sell it. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
Currently, it's 52 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 12, and question one for hour 14 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Village Idiot and Dude Clown Dancers.
Hey, this is Evan. Would you like to do some Trivia Focus this morning?
Well, we're on the phone, right?
I guess so. We're halfway there. So you already said your team name. You want to repeat it for us?
The Village Idiots and the Dude Clown Dancers.
How'd you guys come up with this name?
Last year there was a team called the Village Idiots, and last year there's a team called the Dude Clown Dancers. And here we are together.
Is there any actual nudity involved at the headquarters?
Yes, there is. And actually, you just missed the streakers. They just ran through here.
That must have been quite a sight.
Yes, they had some nappy-headed clowns running through here.
Would you say that would be your mascot?
No, our mascot is actually a six-foot cat and a half. The cat, anatomically correct cat.
How's the team doing so far in the contest? You think you're getting a lot of questions?
We just checked dance. We have Canadian satellites. We're down to 12, I think, now. So we're hanging in there pretty good.
What's keeping you guys motivated so far?
Point Amber.
Point Amber. Nice selection. Do you guys have a theme song at all?
Our theme song? Would you like to sing it for you?
I would love that.
Okay.
Sky is blue and all of these are green. The sun is warm as a baked potato. I think I know exactly what I mean. When that day is a spadoinkle day.
Are you having a spadoinkle day right now?
Yes, we're having a spadoinkle day right now.
What's the dumbest answer you've given so far in this contest?
Actually, do you want to play? We said, yeah.
Would you rather have a tape dispensing mouth or a bottle opening nostril?
I'd rather have a bottle opening nostril, but even though our beer is on tap, it would come in handy if we needed it.
From time to time. Can you answer a question faster than a speeding bullet?
Sure.
Do you keep your team morale up once things start to drag?
We got six people on drag right now.